Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3461. Baruch Hashem, dated the 10th day of Iyar in Tavshin Tezvav in Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing the Rav HaGaon, the title with an author and a writer, the Rebbe Yeshua Sheyichia Shpetman, his name, Shalom Avracha. And the Rebbe says, it was pleasant to me to receive your letter dated Wednesday, ... And the Rebbe says this is an expression when somebody makes you feel good. You say, Tanuach Ruchoi, may your spirit be comforted as you have comforted my spirit. You have made me comfortable. When you write with regards to the Fabrengen, the Svadus of Anash of the Hasidim, the Rebbe says, I was very pleased to read it. And that they wish to widen their activities in spreading the wellspring so that they reach even to the outside, meaning people who are not currently part of the group of those who belong and understand to the Hasidim. They want to give and spread out the wellsprings to the outside, even those on the outside. And the Rebbe says, for sure, if they want it truthfully, the desire of Hashem to accomplish, they will be successful. Because this is what Hashem wants. Chayfetz Hashem biyodom, that which is in their hand. When Hashem wants them, yatzliach, they will be successful. And the Rebbe says, if you want to widen it, you want to expand it, you will be successful. And the Rebbe brings down, it is known from a letter that my father-in-law wrote, which is printed in the Sefer Kitzurim V'Aras Latanya. And this is quoting him, quoting his father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, that because of this self-sacrifice, he's talking about the Alter Rebbe's totally self-sacrifice for the teaching of Hasidus, they ruled in the heavenly court that whenever there is the topic or an idea of Torah, either Shamayim and Gut Midos, which means Judaism, the Torah, fear of heaven, and good character trait, so then the hand of those who are tied to the Alter Rebbe and those who are following in his footsteps will be on the top. Basically, you will be successful overcoming any opposition, any negativity. You will be successful. So therefore, if you want, you will be successful, because this has been already ruled by the heavenly court that in these matters, the hand of those that follow the Alter Rebbe will be on the top. Especially, the Rebbe said, I enjoyed that you are getting ready to address the Neshei Chabad, the women's organization of Chabad, during the Hilula, that's Lag BaOmer of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that is almost coming to Bo Aleinu. Now, he was unique, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was special as Rabbi Akiva, who was the teacher of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He said about him, quoted from the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he says, Ani uboiracho makidim kochacho. He says, it is me and your creator that appreciate, recognize your force. Which means, while others may not have a full grasp of the power and the abilities of Rabbi Akiva, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that's what Rabbi Akiva said. He was one of the five students of Rabbi Akiva, as you know, that he had 24,000 students who perished in between Pesach and Shavuos, And they are the ones, the five students that were left from all these students, who later on, they set up the whole oral Torah. And you know the story, as the Gemara says, that when Rabbi Akiva's wife, who he left in order to learn Torah and everything else, and when she came, and they didn't know who she was, and they didn't want her to come to Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said to them, "Sheli v'shelachem shelohu," that everything that I know and yours belongs to her. So what does it mean, shelachem? Yours meaning all the Torah. So basically, it was Rabbi Akiva, and who set up the whole Torah. So when you talk about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was the one who set up the Torah, which was the Torah that we have for all of us, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Rebbe says, "I'm especially pleased that you will be talking for the woman during this opportunity." And the Rebbe says, the Rebbe prays that this should come practically into action, and as our sages of blessed memory say, "Hamaisa hu haikar." Main thing is the action is doing. The Rebbe says, "With honor, with blessing, for health, for success in all your matters." And the Rebbe writes a postscript here on Nichtav Bitsidai, that the note that you included in your letter, I will read it during an auspicious time, and the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the title. So, the Rebbe was a great rabbi, this Rabbi Shpetman, and the Rebbe was very happy that he is participating with the Fabrengen, and that he will be speaking for the women, and Lag BaOmer, and the Rebbe is very appreciative of it. And the Rebbe says, "Well, all the speeches are good, but it should come down into action." That's the bottom line, is to make a difference in action.